We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money, and by OG&E. We energize life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show. And we thought we'd be previewing a matchup on the road in Waco, Texas against the Baylor Bears. The game's scheduled for Saturday, but that game's not going to happen this weekend because of COVID concerns within the Baylor football program. They've shut down their operation, as a matter of fact. And so that game has been rescheduled for December the 12th with the possibility that the Big 12 championship game would be moved from the 12th to the 19th. And welcome to the world of COVID and the need to adjust and sort of take things day to day. And that'll be the approach for Oklahoma State, because next up, the Iowa State Cyclones, who are playing some terrific football as of late, will be in Stillwater a week from Saturday to take on the Cowboys. So that's what's next. So again, no Baylor game this weekend. Instead, the next game coming up will be at home against Iowa State. We will take a break, come back. Coach Gundy will join us, and we'll start that conversation in just a few moments. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you. Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a tailgate to go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right. Win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text touchdown to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics.
We at OCT Equipment are open in here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the MyPhillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the MyPhillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Stonewolf Casino at Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater is a proud supporter of Oklahoma State football. And just as we're doing here in the Cowboy Radio Network broadcast booth, Stonewolf Casino is making an extra effort to keep its customers and employees safe. So if you're looking to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly with Mazio's Go, or fill up your pocket with winnings, you can do it at Stonewolf Casino and do it safely. Stonewolf Casino, Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike.
The Oklahoma State family always stands strong in the face of adversity. Now local patients are counting on Cowboys to boost the blood supply. Oklahoma Blood Institute needs our help. Premature babies, children with cancer, and trauma patients can't wait for life-saving blood. Give blood with the Oklahoma Blood Institute and support the needs of patients right here in Oklahoma. Show how Cowboys care. Make your appointment to donate blood today. Call 877-340-8777 or go to obi.org.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The deli at Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins just keeps getting better and better. You'll see a lot of folks coming in for breakfast. Ampride's got fresh, hot biscuits and gravy, breakfast croissants, or biscuits with your choice of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. And they've got fresh breakfast pastries like apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, filled long johns or twists, bear claws, and donuts. Get a great breakfast to go or eat in. And Ampride's just as good when it's lunch or supper time. Ampride Travel Plaza at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State football. And as we mentioned in the open, the Baylor game has been postponed until December 12th. That announcement made Sunday evening. And Coach Gundy is with us. And I guess with the announcement last week that Baylor was suspending its football operations, at least for the weekend, and you had some inclination this might be coming.
I was concerned about it just in the science behind what we've learned in dealing with this for 4 months is that if it gets to a point where you have to pause the positives and the primary contacts over the next week usually start to multiply. And I know that's what we learned here. And somebody said that they stopped practice down there, and I thought, well, that's not going to be good because – 2 or 3 days from now, they're going to find out how many more people are involved in that particular case of COVID. So, unfortunately, it held to be true.
And, of course, you found out last night that the game would not be played. I say last night. I'm speaking, of course, of Sunday night. So, as you sort of manage the team and manage the coaching staff, I mean, what do you say? I mean, it's because that's – obviously everybody knew it was possible, but still, if we're not used to games being canceled 6 days out, that's for sure.
Always go back to, it's always best to just tell the truth, and it's just like parenting. This is where we're at. I don't think anything that can happen for the remainder of the year, particularly with COVID, should surprise any of us. We've been in this situation a month ago. We were off and on in practice and OTAs in June and July. So I'm sure it frustrates coaches, it frustrates players, but you're not going to be able to do anything about it. You know, we're not playing Baylor. All the work that we put in for Baylor and game planning, you put it in the file for December, and you switch and you get ready for Iowa State. And that's all we can do. I'll stress to them that any second that we concern ourselves with why we're not playing Baylor, or I wish we were playing Baylor, is just a waste of time.
Sure.
Better get ready to play Iowa State.
Was there any consideration to trying to find another opponent?
Coach Holder and I discussed that, and he worked hard to try to find an opponent for this week, unsuccessful. It's extremely difficult. There have been some teams that have pulled that off this year based on the virus, but in most cases, there's so many moving parts in a college football game. You're talking about a travel party of 125 people, whoever has to travel. You have food arrangements, you have hotel arrangements, you have flight arrangements, just so many things that go into our sport versus, you know, maybe a sport like basketball where you're traveling with, you know, 22 people. So it's just a lot. We weren't able to get it done, but Coach Holder took a shot at it. We just couldn't get it accomplished.
Yeah, that's what's interesting is all the plans that you had in place to go to Waco, now all those get moved to December 12th. And obviously you hope that everything will go smoothly as you make that transition, but I guess to some extent there's no guarantees that there may be some alterations that you may have to make with a few things. I mean, I guess who knows when it's all said and done.
The one side of it people don't think about is this, is Mac Butler's our director of operations, and you have hotels, you have hotel rooms, you have banquet rooms, you have buses, you have airplanes, you have transportation, you have motorcade. There's a lot that goes on. You know, the director of operations in a football organization is a massive job. So now he's involved in communications with the hotel and all the different people and areas that I mentioned a second ago, and we're not coming now. And so it's no different when you plan a family vacation and you've got all that organized, but you're doing it for 200 people or 125 people, I should say, and then you call them and tell them you cancel. I mean, how much do you owe for hotels? And I mean, there's just a lot involved. So it's not just us. It's the administrative side of it that becomes a little bit of a nuisance. But we have to go back to the original conversation, which is it's not going to change. So let's get it done. Let's move forward and let's concentrate on getting ready for Iowa State.
Now that we have a month of games really to look at across college football, and you're working on your team and your opponents, and I know you watch a limited amount of football other than that because you have so much work to do. But as you can gauge things, when push comes to shove, how much do you think COVID is impacting things, and especially all the weird results we've been having, the upsets and so forth?
COVID is affecting things because of lack of focus, in my opinion, conditioning of the players, and players and sometimes even coaches are somewhat scatterbrained, just like everybody that's in this country is right now because of what COVID has started. You're seeing teams that, I guess we're all watching games, teams are losing or putting themselves in a bad position because of turnovers, penalties, and special teams mistakes. And those are areas that we believe have a lot to do with focus and preparation throughout the season, during the week. And I'm seeing more teams penalized, more yards, special teams mistake, and I'm seeing a lot of turnovers. And I think there's a lot of that that's being contributed to COVID.
You know, it's interesting, in the special teams mistakes,
don't seem to be little mistakes. They seem to be big mistakes.
That's right.
And so with that thought in mind, is it a lot about continuity? Because if you're missing, let's say, Kansas State at Oklahoma, for example, of course, they won the special teams battle in a big way in that game. But let's just use them as the example for the sake of they had seven starters out and something like 15 players that are prominent first or second string guys that were out total. But that affects who plays on your special teams and affects probably the continuity of your special teams. I mean, that's a big part of that ripple effect that's affecting the kicking game, right? I mean, it's because of all the personnel changes you have to make.
Yes. All those things factor in. This is a real challenge this season for players' ability to focus and absorb information and put things to the side and understand what really matters. So when you lose, let's just say you lose three or four people, and then you lose a couple to the contact tracing. Now you're at six. Well, four of those could have been on special teams. And in most cases, special teams players play more than one team. So now you're down maybe 10 positions on two special teams, and you got guys playing that haven't had many reps. So then it goes back to simplicity, understanding what we're trying to accomplish, which is be sound, not try to outcoach anybody. Let's out-execute them and not make major mistakes. Let's just function in that category. And all those things play a role based on what's going on right now with the uncertainty of who you could have practicing each week.
Well, and I guess part of it, too, is with teams not as in the normal condition that they're in, you also have to keep an eye on how many snaps guys are playing, right? And then that impacts special teams because you're trying to manage the number of snaps, right?
That's correct. Particularly some players that have already had the virus. If they're a player that's over, 225 pounds, and even particularly young men that are over 280, you have to be really careful with the reps that they're getting in a preventative measure. Valjean Ivan and John Stem, Scott Parker and Zach LaCrosse, and, you know, in our medical facility, they've been unbelievable in how we've handled this. And they've been ultra conservative on players and being careful with those guys because we don't have any science on the virus, right? Nobody knows what the long-term or particularly short-term effects are of this virus. It's so new, which is any virus. You know, you have the Spanish flu, you got Ebola, any type of virus that we've had. We don't have a lot of science on it until later on. So they're being really conservative with those players, which means less practice time for them, which obviously leads to not as good preparation for the upcoming opponent.
Sure, sure. Another part of this that's interesting has been a lot of talk about what's happened on defense, of course, in the SEC with some really high-scoring games. It's a focal point of discussion about that particular conference. But is it safe to say that with the conditioning situation as it is, and as you referenced, the sometimes the challenges with focus, that it could impact the defensive side of the ball more than the offensive side because it's reaction and they got to get guys down? I mean, do you think there's any truth to that?
I think that's another factor. There's so many things that are going on now that we never took into account. And a month ago, the biggest concern I had, well, there's two things, and they're both big part of the game, whether you have COVID or not. Conditioning, what kind of shape you're in, and then tackling. Because we haven't practiced consistently enough in the preseason, we had a number of guys that were out because of the situations that we've just discussed. I was really worried about tackling and conditioning. Conditioning came true. We're not in very good shape. We were hoping to be in better shape this week at Baylor based on what we tried to accomplish last week and what we were going to accomplish this week. So now we'll try to roll that over for this week and the next week, and hopefully we'll be in better condition against Iowa State. We've always prided ourselves in being in really good condition. Then you look at tackling, and our tackling has been pretty good for the most part. Mm-hmm. We're going to face much more skilled athletes on the perimeter over the next month. So we'll find out kind of where we're at tackling-wise. We've actually slipped off some tackles in the line of scrimmage. We had three or four of them in the West Virginia Kansas game where we had running backs wrapped up for a no gain and our big guys slipped off tackles. And then in the secondary, we've tackled much better than I thought we would. So we tried to correct that the last week with some preparation and drill work with our big guys in the interior.
So now we're really getting deep into it here. But I'm interested in this as we discuss the tackling issue. Do you think more so perhaps than in other years, you think about Iowa State historically, big, almost basketball forward like wide receivers. Do you think that that physicality element offensively could be more important than normal because of the strength conditioning piece versus normally we always talk about speed, and speed is important, of course. But do you think that the big physicality part of it for offensive guys could be more significant? I mean, we're really digging deep into this, but I'm curious. It's an interesting thought process.
Iowa State prides itself on being physical up front. They're going to play with tight ends. They're going to run about three running schemes. They want to be good at them. They want to knock you off the ball. They want to use play action pass with short under control routes, and then they're going to take their shot, their chances on some shot plays off play action. That's what they've done offensively. And then defensively, they've had, they live in a three down front, and they want those guys up front to be very physical and hold down those A and B gaps. And then they let a lot of guys on the perimeter defend against the deep ball. So, Coach Campbell's philosophy from an outsider looking in is a lot like what Coach Snyder's was at Kansas State. They're well coached on special teams. They believe in minimizing big plays like we all do, but they believe in it in a big way. And then win the turnover margin. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what they do. And a lot of that ties into the big guys up front on both sides of the ball. If they can rush the football with their little split zone, divide zone play, they're going to do that the entire game because they want to eat the clock up and they want to just control the ball.
You know, and it's interesting, Coach, as they came out with their defensive scheme against the spread, against Big 12 offenses, and you've talked about this ad nauseum, about how it changed offensive philosophy and forced teams to go back to using tight ends and rush the football. So it almost seems like with what they've done defensively, they've slowed the game down because they forced everybody to adapt to them. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
They have somewhat. And, you know, the flip side for what they're trying to get accomplished and then what many other teams in this this league try to get accomplished. If you're in a slowdown game at Iowa State and it's working at Iowa State, you can live in a slowdown game. If you get behind, you got to get out of the slowdown game. Mm-hmm. It's the same for what's been the history at Oklahoma State. If we're playing fast and it's working, then the other team is going to have to start playing a little quicker or they're going to run out of time. They're not going to score enough points. And it just works. You know, it just depends on who's having success. So if Iowa State's living in a world where they're just slowing the thing down and rushing the ball and hitting you with a few passes and eating up 7 minutes of the clock and scoring, they're going to stay in that world. But if they're having to punt several times and then they get down 17, then you got to make adjustments. So it works for both sides based on the style of play.
And it's interesting, Coach, that you say that because I was working on the game for this coming week with anticipation of playing. You've already had three scoring drives, I believe, that have taken up 5.5 minutes or more of the clock. You've not had more than three in a single season in the last 4 years. And you've rushed the ball just roughly in my percentages somewhere in the 63-64% range. Obviously, you're playing a freshman quarterback. That factors into that. But do you see that being the balance long term? Is this going to be a team that maybe plays a little bit slower because of the things we're talking about? Or is that going to be something that you just kind of look at as a year goes along? Because the numbers look more like they did when you were just getting started here back 06-07 when you ran the ball a lot.
We have good running backs. We have depth at running back, and so we need to take advantage of them. Then again, we have good wide receivers, and we have a lot of speed. So we look at what the strength is of our guys up front. And sometimes you have linemen who are better pass protectors. Sometimes you have linemen who are better run blockers. And you try to work with them and tie that into your game plan and not get them out of their box, let them use their strength. We feel like that gives us the best chance to execute and score points as an offense.
So with the extra week, how much could that benefit your young offensive line? Could it be of benefit to them?
Both offensive and defensive staffs need to come up with a game plan and have it solidified by Wednesday morning to allow multiple reps in all phases. So to answer your question, if we get our game plan in and get extra practices during the week on things we're going to run in the game, then the more reps that we get for the offensive line on fewer number of plays is going to help them get prepared for the Iowa State game.
We'll take a break, come back with more with Coach Gundy in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Although the COVID-19 pandemic presented its own set of unique challenges, Bank First employees remain available on-site to meet your individual banking and lending needs. Stillwater's interactive teller machines provide teller service without physical contact, and we're pleased to report that our Payroll Protection Program loans funded payroll checks for more than 3,000 Payne County residents. For 120 years, we have been here when Stillwater needs us. Now and always, Bank First remains loyal to Stillwater and you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's check off some of the reasons to stop by Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins. 24-hour pay at the pump, Cinex top-tier gas? Check. Big clean bathrooms and you don't need a key? Check. Your favorite six-point beers and a good selection of wines? Check. Deli Fresh BLTs, breakfast biscuits and pastries, right off the grill burgers, and right out of the fryer onion rings, fries, okra, mushrooms, and much more? Check. Lottery tickets and scratchers? Check. All this and more at Ampride Travel Plaza. Check them out in Perkins.
Planning to go to college soon? The NOC OSU Gateway Program provides students with a small campus feeling and big campus resources. Students have access to resources like the Colvin Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, transit systems, university housing, athletics, and more. For more information, stop by 615 North Monroe or visit us at gateway.okstate.edu. We're Northern Oklahoma College, and this is how we do life-changing in Cowboy Country.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of cowboy football. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange t-shirt or a new ball cap, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at chrisuniversityspirit.com and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/cowboysortho. Visit mercy.net/cowboysortho. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one is a plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
Gundy Radio Show as we talk Oklahoma State football with the head coach of the Cowboys, Mike Gundy. Next up, Iowa State a week from Saturday at Boone Pickens Stadium. And let's talk offensive line. Obviously, you had to do some reshuffling with two starters going down in week one against Tulsa. How do you feel like overall your offensive line has progressed, and how do you see the potential for growth the next two or three weeks? And what areas do you feel like they'll continue to get better as they work together more?
The consistency is the biggest plus for us right now. Everybody knows what happened in the first game. We lost two, and then we had to move three, which was not ideal. And now we've got guys that are at least in the spots where they're going to play in the game. So the calls, identification, thought process, communication, that helps. And now you just get reps. You just get them quality reps and let them keep working. And hopefully we can keep those guys healthy where we don't have to move players around.
Did you see Rye Schneider becoming the kind of player that he's become? He was a walk-on. He ended up starting a couple years ago in your big upset win against West Virginia at guard, and now he's starting at center with Brad Lundblad, who was a walk-on. That became pretty clear pretty fast that he was a young man that could help, and he had been recruited by some schools of note. But what did you see in Rye Schneider that gave you optimism about him, and what's he done that maybe you didn't think he could do?
He's definitely overachieved. He works hard. He loves Oklahoma State. He loves Oklahoma State football. And he's been a really, really good football player for us because he's filled in multiple spots. He's highly intelligent. He continues to work at it. And the guy walked on here and earned a scholarship. And, you know, I can't ever say enough about those guys, young men that want to come play the game for free because they love football. And I've got all the respect in the world for young men that take that approach. And Rye's come in and played in a whole lot of football games and certainly helped us win those games.
You've had now, as we've talked about, and we've talked about this before, a number of players who have gone from walk-on to starter on the offensive line. As that's evolved over time and you've seen that happen on a somewhat regular basis, have you been able to, and you mentioned this a little bit, but have you been able to identify kind of the characteristics of what those guys look like who can do what Rye Schneider did from being a walk-on to starting? I mean, what are those characteristics of those guys that can pull that off typically?
You're going to find a guy that's an inch or two under what coaches would say. You know, I want a 6'4", 6'5", lineman. And you're going to find guys that are a little bit light, meaning they're not going to play at 300. They might play at 285, 290. So you look for those guys that are a little undersized that are really productive high school players. And they love football. They've held up from an injury standpoint during their high school career, meaning the concern of college coaches when you bring in a player at any position, not just the offensive line, and if he's somewhat undersized, what's his injury history been? Because if he's had some injuries throughout his high school career, he's probably going to really have injuries in college because his body might not be up to par. And once you find those guys that are very, very productive high school players that are a little bit undersized, if their injuries check out, and then they really love football, they'll tell you, I really love playing football. I want to play college football. It's a dream of mine. That's the ones that you go after.
It sounds like, based on what you're saying, and I know this obviously from conversations we've had, but trying to evaluate, I guess, of any player, the durability piece of it would have to be huge, I guess, mentally and physically.
Well, there's no question. It's just anytime you bring in a player that's a little bit undersized, maybe a step slower than what people would think it takes to play at this level. And we talk about walk-ons, but even varsity, even guys that come in scholarship, durability's become a big factor because we don't practice like we used to. We used to practice so hard all the time that these guys' bodies were conditioned for the physical and the mental approach that we have to play this game. That's changed considerably. There's such a trickle-down effect from the NFL where they practice in shorts most of the time. We all know that if you make it in the NFL, that if you don't tackle, you're not going to play anyway. So those guys will tackle. It'll make a difference what they do during the week. And if you watch the NFL games, those are violent games. And the other guys are skilled enough to where they can play. So we get a little bit of a trickle-down with our players. We don't practice as hard as we used to, just kind of based on the type of players that we have from the NFL. I think that works against us, but you almost go with the trend and what things are doing. So that durability is a very important piece to the puzzle in having a successful season.
It's funny because goodness, probably 10 years ago, you'll know exactly when, is when you were one of the pioneers across the country in doing exactly what you're describing, cutting back practice, cutting back specifically the amount of tackling. And everyone was kind of like, that just seems odd. I mean, how can you tackle well when you don't tackle in practice? But as it's turned out, I mean, you kind of led the charge, as you have on many things, because what was that? Probably 10 years ago you started doing that. Is that right?
I would say that's accurate. And we saw that trend coming this direction. And with just the way players are, and you see it even in high school. You go watch high school practices, and high school teams are practicing in shorts and not as much in full pads as, you know, back in the day. You know, when I practiced in high school, we practiced in pads every day. Mm-hmm. The only time you went to shorts was the day before a game, and we still had shoulder pads on. It's just different nowadays. And so what happens is these high school players' bodies are conditioned for this, and then they get here and – you know, that's just kind of the way it is. And so you have to adjust with the times and try to do the best you can to keep guys healthy, but also keep them in a good frame of mind mentally.
Did the pace of how the game was being played change that? When I say that, the evolution of spread offenses, hurry up offenses, play volume going from maybe 65 snaps a game to 85 or 90, was that something that you were thinking about when you made that change?
Yes and no. See, even though we use fast pace, we still practice based on total number of reps. So each day, when you add up the minutes that we spend in our individual periods with our assistant coaches, then you take the number of reps you get in a 7-on-7, the number of reps that you get in a inside drill, the number of reps you get in a team drill versus the defense, offense and defense against each other, and the number of reps you get in a team scout period. We know how many reps we want to get. Whether we get them in an hour and a half or 2.5, we're not going to change those number of reps because that's the actual wear and tear on the players' bodies.
Gotcha. So now, of course, there's been technology with GPS and ways to monitor the players' bodies, unlike anything we could have imagined 10 or 15 years ago. And now that you've had several years to sort of look at data and study it, how enlightened have you been by that? And what things maybe have caught you by surprise that now that you have data that says, whoa, I didn't expect to see that?
The software that we use now to track our players' full speed energy level, meaning how much during practice that they exert their body, and the total number of steps, which is distance that they run in practice, give us a very accurate and credible information on how to handle our team, which is monitored by Rob Glass in our strength conditioning, and us as coaches. It's handed out to us every day in our staff meetings, and we monitor and watch those results from the day before. And that kind of gives us an idea of where we're at leg-wise and even mentally, because if players become exhausted physically, then the mental part's not going to be far behind. And this information that we get now from this software allows us to really be accurate in how we set practices up each day.
If I remember correctly, conversations we had when all this was first starting, is the thing that one of the things that jumped out is with receivers, how much they were exerting themselves in practice if they were just running constantly, you know, especially if you were working on deep throws and things like that, just and how I think people were caught off guard by that. I just remember that conversation was interesting. It's like, whoa, wait a second. There's more workload being taken here than you might have realized previously.
There was. When we got into the fast-paced offense a long time ago, we were practicing the way we always have, and then we realized that, you know, in a 20-minute team period, instead of getting 20 plays in a 20-minute team period, we're getting 35 plays. Mm. And that's where the wear and tear started to add up, and we figured out we got to get off of time and get on reps. And that's when we made those adjustments.
We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Grom's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Behind the goalie's net or in front of the set, there's nothing like watching the action on the ice. But some of us want to be in the game, too. Mercy's knee replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about knee replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/OSU guide. Visit mercy.net/OSU guide. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Oh, man!
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted! He's going to score!
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it! Touchdown!
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Cowboy fans, it's time to party like a VIP. Score the ultimate watch party set with everything you need to host your own OSU football watch party, plus $250. Register your MidFirst debit or credit card today and earn additional sweepstakes entries for each qualifying purchase. Visit MidFirst.com/register for more details. Offer ends December 31st, no purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
We're back on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield ING College. Glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football. And Cowboys will not be playing Baylor this weekend. The game's been moved to December 12th because of COVID concerns with the Baylor football program. I think everyone is curious about this. As Spencer Sanders obviously was injured and did not, basically hasn't played now more than a month, and now he'll have another week break. To what extent is that a positive, and to what extent perhaps is that a negative for him, Coach?
Well, you cut out on the first. I missed the first part.
No, as far as Spencer Sanders is concerned, another week. How much does it help? How much does it hurt?
Well, it's gonna help. I feel like that he's 100%. We're splitting reps with the quarterbacks, and there's certain things that he does that really help our football team, and there's certain things that Shane has shown that really help our team. So we have to make a decision in the middle of this week, what direction we're going to go. But with his health and him getting reps and kind of working his way back, it should be a positive for him.
And I'm kind of prying here a little bit. Would there ever be a scenario, or would you consider a scenario, where you might do a little bit of what you did in 2015, where you played two different guys with a little different skill set? Is that even the recipe at all, or maybe not?
Well, we've had those conversations, and there's so many variables involved, and what's the strength and weakness of your opponent, and how do you attack him? What does Spencer do that's really good? What does Shane do that's really good? You take all that into account. And then there's really not a perfect mix because it all comes down to reps.
Yeah.
Spencer needs reps. Spencer's still a young player now. He got hurt last year, right, and missed however many games. And then he got hurt in the first game this year. So he's still a young player. And then, of course, Shane's a young player. So ultimately, our offensive staff has to make the best decision possible based on how we can get quality reps to execute on game day.
Chuba Hubbard talked about in the post game after the Kansas game about how, you know, mentally kind of had to have a conversation with himself to remind himself as to why he is here and what his purpose is here. Did you sense early in the year that maybe he was, you know, kind of struggling in that area? And did you sense a difference going into the Kansas game? Because it looked like on the field he looked like he did last year, without a doubt.
In what areas now?
Just in terms of his mental approach. He basically was saying he felt like he perhaps was distracted. And then prior to the Kansas game, kind of, you know, realized that he needed to refocus. And obviously he had his best game of the year. Did you sense any of that, or did you see that this change might be coming? Because he obviously had solid games the first two games, but he had a big, big game against Kansas.
It starts with taking care of the ball, right?
Yeah.
And he's got everything that he needs to be successful when he takes care of the football. And that's anybody in the country that gets to touch the football. And so if we do a good job of taking care of the football, it allows us to get in some rhythm, and we become more comfortable, and we can get right back to where we were prior to the concerns of not being able to take care of the football.
Desmond Jackson, in a limited amount of duty, got to almost 100 yards rushing. What did you think of his performance, and will there be perhaps greater opportunities for him at some point?
We were pleasantly surprised with his first action for the most part. He ran physical. He made cuts. He jumped outside. He showed speed. I was really pleased with what we saw. Now, I want him to be able to do that when the game's tied. I would hate to put the cart in front of the horse, and that it's easier to play when you're ahead by 40 points. I don't make a difference to me what the position is in any sport. So we're very encouraged. It was a great sign for us, and we're looking forward to his development throughout the season. And I would say that Coach Waz feels pretty comfortable about putting him in and what he showed us at Kansas.
And the tough thing for him, as we've talked about last year, was that most of the year he really wasn't healthy, right?
That is correct.
And as a result, I know we've talked many times about the possibility of him getting out there, but it just seemed like much of the year he was hurt, and so he just had the one or two opportunities. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're back on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football with the head coach of the Cowboys, head coach Mike Gundy. And glad you're with us. Wish we had a game this weekend against Baylor, but obviously that has been postponed until December the 12th. You know, Coach, let's talk defense and Jim Knowles specifically. What do you think has been the most significant part for him transitioning to the Big 12 and just becoming the defensive coordinator here? I mean, what's that transition been like for him?
It's the most interesting transition that we've gone through during my time as the head coach here, which has, you know, been a long time, been 16 years, and that I don't think there's been any defensive coaches that have come into this league in the last 6 or 7 years from other conferences that really understand what it's like in this conference with the head coaches, the play callers, the coordinators, and the quarterbacks trying to score every play, not just every series. And everybody's in attack mode, and the majority of them are playing fast or have the potential to play fast. And the willingness to continuously throw the ball downfield and attack safeties. And I don't think Jim understood that either. Even though he'd seen it on tape, you just don't get it. After the first year, he made adjustments, and we were better. And then after the next year, he's made more adjustments, and we've gotten even better. We do have a mature team. We do have some depth, but that's not 100% guarantee that you're going to play decent football. Again, we're going to face offenses and skill position players over the next 3 to 4 games that are going to tell us exactly where we're at. But we can only go on what we've done so far, which has been we've tackled fairly well. We've been aggressive. We've limited big plays. And Coach Knowles has started to grow into what it takes to be successful in the Big 12 on defense, in my opinion. It's still going to be hard. And I think you can be a really good defense, and you're still going to have 3 or 4 games during the season that you're going to get blasted. For example, just look what happened to Alabama last weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is supposed to be a good football coach, not being disrespectful. Coach Saban is, you know, they talk about his defensive structures and his concepts. Well, they gave up 657 yards of offense. So there's going to be weeks in this league because of the offensive mindset of the teams in this conference, willingness to be on attack mode all the time. You might play really good and still give up 35 points and 500 yards. But your original question was, how has Coach Knowles adjusted? He's a highly intelligent person who is learning to adjust to this conference and our scheme and the culture here. And essentially, Dave, with me being the head coach, I mean, guys that come in here have to adjust to me and to this culture because I've been here 16 years. I'm not adjusting to anybody. I'll be real honest with you. And you can take a poll on the people in this football building, and they'll probably say I'm the best guy they've ever worked for in college football, most of our guys in this building. But because I let them do their job, I let them coach, I don't get involved. I make a few decisions, but one decision that I have made is that we are in a proven culture that works. And so when coaches come into our system, they're going to adjust to what we do here and basically what I've done here in their own way. And Coach Knowles has worked his way through it, and Casey Dunn's working his way through it. Yursich worked his way through it. Dana worked his way through it. Munkin worked his way through it. So that's really been the principle, and he's doing a good job. I'm happy with where we're at. I think we're in a system that's a little more simple, where players can make adjustments on all the different formations and movements and play pass and things that we see in this conference that become difficult to slow teams down.
And it's interesting, there just seems to be a synergy between he and the defensive players. It just that seems to have grown compared to what it was, say, his first year.
There are. He's an aggressive coach, and he gets aggressive with them mentally, and he wants things to be the way he wants them to be, which is good. He's running the defense. That's his job. I think at first the players felt like he came across as a little bit edgy and forceful, but then he's got a good heart and he means well and he's honest and he's very fair. But if you're a good player and you're loafing, he's going to tell you. And sometimes criticism for all of us that walk the face of the earth, and for college football players who might be an established guy, to be criticized because of your effort or your lack of focus in front of your teammates is something that's hard to swallow. I believe in it because I believe that guys that aren't doing their job and guys that aren't giving effort need to be called out. Same thing with coaches. Same thing with Coach Gundy. If Coach Gundy's not doing something up to his ability based on his lack of effort, he needs to be called out. Not for not making a play or not for not making a mistake, but for any time that you have a lack of effort. And he'll call a guy out. I think the players have come to appreciate that more so than ever. It's almost like when we raise kids and they're little and we discipline them and they don't understand. And then when they get to be 20 years old, they're like, okay, I get it. And then when they get to be 25 or 30 and they have a child and they do the same thing, they say, oh, now I know why my dad did that to me. But when they're young, sometimes they don't understand. I think our players now have a better feel for him, and I think they trust his wisdom and his intelligence, and they're all starting to kind of rally and gel and come together. That's the transition that he's made over the last 18 months.
Coach, we appreciate the time and the visit. Have a great week of work, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank y'all.
That's Coach Gundy. We'll take a break and wrap things up after this. This is the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Everywhere you go, your health care is connected to you. So it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy Radio Show this week. We'll be back next week to preview Iowa State in even more detail and roll things along here and hopefully get some games in. Of course, this week by the wayside, but hopefully the last bump in the road as we try to navigate the unique 2020 season of Oklahoma State Cowboy football. So obviously this week, no game. We'll come back. We will have a radio show next week, same time, same place, as we get ready for the showdown with the Cyclones. In the meantime, have a good week. Have a safe week. Sorry we won't have football for you, but I guess patience at this time is a great virtue. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Huntziker. We'll talk to you next week. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters. Official grocery partner of OSU football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.